Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, the 50th All-Ireland Ladies Football Final is set to draw in 50,000 fans to Croke Park as Dublin play Kerry in an historic senior final this weekend. Sunday, we'll see three matches with a triple header scheduled as Down take on Limerick in the junior final, while Clare and Kildare clash in the intermediate final. So is it all to play for, or will the favourites come out on top? Well, we're joined by one of the most decorated Gaelic players in history, former All-Ireland winning captain Cork's Rena Buckley. Rena, good evening. Thanks for joining me on Drive Time.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to an exciting weekend in Croke Park.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're looking forward to three excellent matches, and I suppose we're looking forward to, you know, a good crowd and a good atmosphere. And look, please God, everybody who goes and everyone who tunes in will enjoy the games, and that the players playing will, you know, I suppose, play to the best of their ability, and we'll just have three good contests.
So give us your expertise and your tips for the big one first of all, and Dublin and Kerry. Dublin on the hunt for a double here. Kerry trying to end a 30-year famine.
Yeah, so I suppose Dublin, you know, in recent years have been really, really successful. They had one since 2020. Meath have done two in a row in the last couple of years. So I suppose there's been a big change over from the team from the Dublin perspective. And you see that there's probably younger leaders kind of popping through. The likes of Marta Byrne at centre-back, Lauren McGee in the half-back line, Jennifer Dunn at centre-field has had an outstanding year to date. And then up front, you have Carla Rowe and Hannah Turl, and they're surrounded by, like, youngsters, I suppose you could say, with great speed. So Dublin will be really fancying their chances. I suppose they didn't start off very strongly. I suppose their league campaign didn't go very well. But just as the championship has been rolling on, they've been getting stronger and stronger. They put up a great score against Donegal in the quarter final, and they put up a great score again against Cork in the semi, so they're looking quite strong.
Rena, we're having trouble with your line. I'll see if we can try to improve that line for Rena Buckley there. It's 51551 if you want to get in touch with us to let us know your thoughts on the big matches this weekend, and if you're heading for Croke Park as well. 51551 is what many of you are getting in touch on as well earlier on in terms of table manners. We were talking about it earlier on, the do's and don'ts of dinner time etiquette. Jane says table manners, as any kind of manners, are taught in the home. She's no memory of it being taught in school. I think a listener was saying you'd know it from fourth class. I think they meant maybe you were taught it as a child, and that it's something that we should have hung on to. Not many of us, or not enough of us, did, is what many of our listeners are saying. A listener wonders, what is the etiquette required if the waiter is hoovering too much around your table? Doesn't sound very relaxing either. It's suddenly the phone doesn't look so disruptive, does it? And another listener, Anya, says, I'd really love to see all restaurants bringing in a joint rule that mobile phones must be placed on silent, calls must be made or taken outside, and a sign saying respect the company you're with and leave the phone in your pocket or bag should be implemented at restaurants too. And I don't know, how would you react to that? We had a listener saying earlier on they like looking at their phone to keep themselves company if they're dining alone too. So 51551 on that. And Rena Buckley is back on the line with us as well. Rena, you were taking us through Dublin versus Kerry and some of the standout players to watch out for in your predictions.
Yeah, so I suppose the Kerry team have been very consistent all year. I think they were unbeaten in the league, and they went on and they won the league final comprehensively against Galway. Cork, their near neighbours, got the better of them in the Munster Championship, but aside from that, they haven't put a foot wrong. They've been unbeaten in the round robin section of the Championship, and they beat Meath, who were the All-Ireland champions, in the quarter final. They beat Mayo in the semi-final, and they'll be, I suppose, facing into the final with great confidence. There's a lovely balance in their team, I suppose, but their standout performer has to be Louise Niebuhr-Hertig. She's the top scorer in the championship this year, both from play and from freeze and play combined. And I suppose the difference this year is that Louise is backed up by a huge balance within the Kerry team. So the likes of Niamh Carmody, Daniel O'Leary, Hannah O'Donoghue, they've all been contributing hugely on the scoreboard as well. So Kerry will really go into the match with confidence. From a Dublin perspective, they have a mix of kind of youth and experience. So while they've been very successful in the recent past, there's a number of young guns on the team, the likes of Orla Nolan, Kate Sullivan, Jodie Egan. So they'll be looking, I suppose, to the likes of the older stalwarts on the team, like Carla Rowan, Hannah Turrell and Mark de Bourne. But I suppose...
Could you actually, call it?
I would slightly favour... Dublin are the favourites, but I just have a feeling Kerry have been very consistent all year. And I just feel that they're going to get themselves over the line on Sunday, just about.
Okay. Briefly, Rena, will you take us through the junior and intermediate finals, Down versus Limerick in the juniors?
Yeah, Down versus Limerick. So Limerick last won the junior final in 2018. Down have never won the junior final. They had one appearance in 2000. No, they have spent a spell of time up in intermediates. They have met once during the year where Down got the upper hand in a group fixture. No, that was a little bit of a dead rubber game. So I suppose, look, it's all to play for on the day. The junior match can often be a tricky one to call, but I actually slightly fancy Limerick just with their experience in recent years, and I just feel like they might just get the upper hand on Down in this one.
And Kildare versus Clare in the intermediate.
Yeah, this is an interesting one as well. So they've met twice already in the league this year. Kildare came out on top in the first game, 9-7. And the second game was the league final, which actually went to extra time, where Kildare got out on top by the smallest of margins, by 2-11 to 2-10. So I suppose Kildare definitely have won 2 out of 2 so far. And again, I'm kind of going with the underdogs a lot here,
right.
But I think it's going to be hard for Kildare to get the upper hand on Clare on 3 times in 1 year, especially when the teams are so close. So all of the games are going to be very close, but I'm going to give Clare the nod in the intermediate game.
Rena Buckley of Cork, thanks very much for joining us, and here's to a great weekend of action. You can stay tuned to RTE Radio 1 for coverage of all of those matches.